catch up, baby, do the dog catch up.
Dog.
You go, dog.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, on August 28th, we're going to be having our, I guess, the 15th annual or 16th annual tournament. Arsenio Hall is with us. He's going to try to buzz on down there on the 28th.
I'm trying to get permission to come.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who do you have to ask? You're a single man?
Yeah, it's embarrassing, Tim. Don't make me.
Not
on the air. Not on the air.
If you'd like to sign up, you can do so on the email, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And if you live in South Central Los Angeles, we're going to have some healthy food for you down there. So come on down and enjoy yourself.
What kind of food? And is it healthy to Caucasians or healthy to black people? I mean, because clearly it's different in the city.
I guess so.
That's Orange County, right? That's Orange County?
Yeah.
No,
it's almost Orange County.
Oh,
it's
so we'll just get asparagus, just asparagus tips. The rest of the asparagus will be further into Orange County.
All right. Give us an email and give us your first name, last name, and your email address. And send it to us. We'll try to put you on that list. Or we will put you on that list. And hopefully you get selected as one of the players. We usually have about 500 or 600 players show up at the Commerce Casino. It's free to play. Food is free for players. They usually give away about $6,000 worth of prizes. And it's a Texas Hold'em No Limit Poker Tournament, August 28th. And that's the Thursday right before Labor Day. So if you're going to be in town, email us, and we'll try to put you on that list. conwayshow@gmail.com.
And there's usually 500 or 600 people. This year it'll be 500 or 600 people. And Ed
from Orange County. Yeah, look at that.
I want to talk to you, man.
It's oppression.
You oppress me on the media.
Everybody's oppressing everybody. All right. Gina Grad is with us. That means we must be doing news. Look at that with Gina Grad.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom, here's Gina Grad with the news.
Gina, this is radio. No one can see you miming your intro.
Oh, sorry. I thought I'd do something special, but I guess it didn't really play.
I guess not.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not mad at you, Gina.
Thank you.
All right, what's going on in that news, Gina Grad?
Tim, there's so much going on.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, first, with the Olympics right around the corner, I wanted to bring up a little piece of trivia that you might not be aware of.
Perfect.
Though it's not well known, it is a fact that for more than 30 years, the International Olympic Committee has required all female competitors to undergo gender verification.
Jesus Christ.
The rationale is to detect male imposters who would have had an unfair advantage competing against the women. And did you know that?
I didn't know they were testing for gender.
30 years.
30 years,
yeah.
They've been doing that?
Yeah.
Is that they just eyeball them?
Your
drawers and eyeball them?
Yeah, it's aesthetic, but then they also do urine and blood, and I don't know.
You can fool the Olympic Committee on a visual?
They've been fooled before.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we have a little bit of audio from CNN Headline News giving more info on how this actually works.
Well, let me ask you real quickly.
Yeah.
Who wants a gold medal so badly that they're going to lop off their wiener?
Well, I don't think it's about that per se. There are things you can do. And maybe we should ask Dr. Alter when he's back. But there are ways you can do it without actually lopping anything off.
Oh, you mean where you put it between your legs?
It's called tying
cross
off.
Cross your legs?
Yeah.
Oh, you tie it off?
Mm-hmm.
I actually was the point guard for the state champion girls basketball team at Cleveland Heights High. And I kept my penis tucked up behind in my underwear for like 2 seasons.
You go, dog!
We won a championship.
Have
you ever seen a movie called Juana Man? That Juana Man is the story. It's an obscure movie, but it's the story of my high school life.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes,
you just use the big bungee cord?
Kind of. I have a beautiful team photo of me holding a trophy with a very pained look. Because after that second year, I was like, need to get penis free.
How about the guy that does, tie his wiener off? He gets into the Olympics as a woman and he comes in second.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Isn't that guy suicidal?
Loser.
He just disappears.
He lost to a chick.
He disappears into the ether after that.
All right.
He lost twice.
We have some audio here of gender testing.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
There's actually going to be an entire lab, Mike, in Beijing to check the sex of questionable females. Okay. The way they're going to decide if they need to be tested is based on their external appearance. There's blood samples, testing for hormones, genes, chromosomes. Now, there actually are, Mike, some chromosomal abnormalities that can cause a woman to fail the test. So, okay, go ahead and make a joke here.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be rude or crude.
Sure,
but it's
okay.
Pretty obvious, right? If the woman, or we're hoping this is a woman,
yeah,
fails a test, mm-hmm, then, well, let's do the physical exam. You look under the hood and you see what's there, right?
Jesus Christ.
Where's that from? Where's that audio from?
That's a show called Headline News Most Outrageous.
Ah, CNN, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. What else going on in the news?
Not a fan, huh?
I don't know.
Well, Tim, I hope you're not planning on taking any weekend trips up to San Francisco anytime soon.
You might be a little
disappointed. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
What's going on?
The city officials in San Francisco voted yesterday to ban smoking in all parks, public squares, and many other outdoor spaces owned by the city.
Crap!
That's a good idea. Banning smoking outdoors.
Yeah. In an 8-3 vote, the Board of Supervisors agreed that the health and environmental risks associated with discarded cigarette butts and secondhand smoke merited extending indoor bans to outdoor spaces. Mm. Violators could be fined up to $100 on the first offense, $200 for the second, and $500 for each additional violation.
Okay. All right. A little extreme, yeah. But you know, you can't smoke in the park. You can't smoke outdoors. You can't smoke indoors.
They want you to quit.
In Calabasas, you can't smoke in your own apartment.
Yeah.
You can't smoke in your own apartment. I guess people just have to quit then, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
But if you quit this, if you quit the smoking, then what comes next? What are they going to make you quit next?
I would think that caffeine would be on the horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caffeine, booze.
Yeah.
Prohibition.
Yeah. Breathing, blinking.
Fast food.
Thoughts.
Flatulence.
Cell phone. Styrofoam. Yeah. Plastic
yeah.
bags.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, isn't it common?
It's becoming communism in this goddamn country.
Well, San Francisco specifically, because don't they have a thing against, they have a law against you can't call an animal your pet?
You can't?
Or you can't be called an owner of a pet. You're the you're the primary non-human caregiver or something like that.
I love this group, Adolf and the Gang. When this Cool is, left the group, Adolf took over as lead singer.
Yeah, this
Adolf
is the San Francisco National Anthem.
Yeah.
To this great state.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, this state used to be so great back in the 60s and 70s.
I hate hearing that.
It really was.
God.
It was so fantastic. There was very little smog. There wasn't a lot of congestion. You could buzz around on the freeways.
I remember one time I grabbed some French fries near the Great Western Forum, drove out and saw a girl and had a cigarette in Calabasas. I was free!
States
I mean, you didn't
over.
Have to have, there was no car seats for kids. You know, nobody
you,
was.
You didn't see Obama in a helmet riding a bike?
No,
you
never saw that.
Coolest guy on the planet with a damn helmet riding a bike.
Oh, what's happened? I really don't know what's happened, man. All these laws and regulations, yeah, they're going to drive people crazy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a major riot in California, and I'm going to be the first guy. I'm going to be on the front lines with my gun.
Well, Americans in general don't like being told what to do.
Nobody likes being told what to do.
Yeah.
You know, on AM stations now, you can't say babu.
Is that?
Babu.
Apparently.
There's so many things you can't say on the air. Yeah. You can't have plastic bags or styrofoam. It's everything. Every time you turn around, you know, somebody's passing another law or another rule that's going to, you know, confine you and your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, in Orange County, you can't wash your car in the street or on your driveway if that water trickles into the street. The only thing that can go into a storm drain in Orange County is rainwater.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
So you have to just leave your car out in the rain to clean it in that
Jesus
area.
Jesus Christ.
People are just effing crazy.
You see me out with some Palmolive soap when it's raining, squirting it on my
waiting.
Car.
Just waiting.
I try to break as many laws as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go down fighting. I'm going to go down. I'll be like the 85-year-old guy in prison for smoking too many cigarettes in San Francisco.
Your new nickname is Braveheart.
Yes.
FYI.
I can't wait to see
But they're
sing
never
going to
take our freedom, Tim.
Jesus Christ, man. All right. What else is going on?
Well, it was an interesting news day today on Channel 2. The ABC station reported today that a South Bend, Indiana family claims to have found a picture of Jesus on the side of their cat. An Indiana family says if you look closely at their pet, you can see the face of Christ. And Mother Lori Johnson said that the kitty, who's named Sissy, has a picture of the Shroud of Turin on her side in between two of her little stripes. And we have some audio of this alleged miracle cat.
Now, Tim, before you go crazy, because you got that look that you had when Ed from Orange County called, I saw this cat.
I saw it last night on CNN.
Okay, okay. Then
you guys,
okay.
I saw it too. Okay. I don't
know. What? That does look like Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It yeah. does, man.
Gina, I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to, like, heathen out on you, but it really does not look
really
like
does.
Jesus.
It absolutely does.
Gina, the room's divided on this one.
I think that cat has
Randy and Gina
Jesus Christ in its fur. I really do.
Tim, it's not Jesus, it's Kenny Rogers.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I get them confused.
Yes.
But I saw it last night. It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some buildings that have, you know, Mother or Mary.
Mary, yeah.
And I've seen some, what is the saint from Mexico? Guadalupe, is that what it is? And I've seen some pretty good resemblance of Guadalupe. But I've never seen this kind of Jesus Christ on a cat. It looks good.
I had a Cheeto once that had Whoopi Goldberg right in the center. And I swear, I still.
They got to change the name of that cat though, if it is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, her name is Sissy.
Yeah, Sissy's not a good name.
Yeah.
All right, we got audio on this cat.
We sure do.
Here we go.
Recently, Lori's husband was petting Sissy when he noticed.
He says, "I swear that looks like Jesus with a shroud on," and I'm like, "Okay." And the more we looked at it, and then my son took that picture, is like. Wow.
Because after looking at the picture and stuff, it was like, oh, there it is.
Eyes, here's his beard, there's the shroud.
After a closer look, you might see the Shroud of Turin. And even if you don't...
Then they might think we're weird or crazy or something.
That's something the family is fine with. To them, Sissy's fur is a sign from above of joy and blessings to come.
We've had a lot of things happen in our lives that... This was maybe just a good sign of that everything's okay and we've got somebody looking after us.
That might be a little over the top.
Yeah.
But you know what they should do is they should have this cat run in front of a car and get killed and then put on the driveway and see if like 2 or 3 days later it comes back to life.
It rises.
Then it's definitely Jesus Christ.
Sissy Rose! Sissy Rose! Mama! Mama!
Should we just try a little experiment?
Jesus and the cat.
Get your sword, Tim. Let's work this out.
You know, I used to think all these people were nuts, you know, seeing Jesus on buildings or cats or anything. But you know what? God love them. I mean, maybe it is true. You know, maybe Jesus is on that cat.
Tim, I saw the story. They outlined the area
I
of
saw
the
fur. It looked good.
There was like, what's the thing that's up here on the forehead? On the shroud,
the hat.
The thorns.
Jesus' visor, Gina. Very religious of you.
It had a Kangol symbol.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I thought it was a one sheet from Snakes on a Plane, but no. And also, you could see the beard. Very clearly the beard.
Yes, I saw
Arsenio,
it.
You've worked in movies before, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you familiar with CGI?
Oh.
Are you familiar with Photoshop?
It's not CGI. It's not Photoshop.
Tim, they sharpened it. They did the contrast.
Nah, that
cat
is...
It was just a couple of stripes.
So you're saying with modern technology, you could pretty much see anything on the cat.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Come on now.
All right. Please.
Okay, believers, I'm so sorry to offend you.
Has Tim told you about Jesus Christ, by the way?
You came in here last year and you said, we did a story that dog has the Torah on its tail. And you were like, I totally believe that's the Torah.
A, it wasn't the Torah. It was the Quran.
The Quran.
And B, that's a totally different situation. Oh.
Oh, that's my song. That is my song. Watch me freestyle to this.
All right, anything else going on in the news?
Yes, Tim, thank you so much.
Nobody can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle-bound man and push his face in the sand. I'm the pinnacle. I'm the rapper supreme. I crush all these other suckers like a jelly bean. Dance, y'all.
Are you available for bar mitzvah?
You know it.
I've never heard that before. Anybody rapping to a Havana Gila? Here's verse two. Here we go. Part two. Arsenio Hall.
Like a tongue is a time. Make me wonder how I keep from going under. Yeehaw. It's like a jungle sometimes.
He's available. Available.
He's available
like
now.
Sometimes.
Uh-oh.
All right, anything in the news there, Jeannie Graham?
Yeah. Well, those who've been planning to lease a car from Chrysler may have to come up with another plan.
Uh-oh.
Because Chrysler has started telling dealers it will no longer offer auto leases through its lending arm, Chrysler Financial.
Just when I was going to get that new Dodge.
Not going to happen. Chrysler is expected to brief dealers, saying that the move comes as automakers and their financing units have been piling increasing losses stemming from leases, mainly as a result of falling resale values of trucks, SUVs, and other fuel inefficient models that may they're shunned basically by consumers now.
Yeah, you know what? If you're going to lease a car, if you want to lease a car, you got to do it by Friday.
Yeah,
or Thursday. Mm. Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Friday.
Wait, wait. But I know Dodge is doing this. But if I want to lease,
I think they're all going to do it.
Everybody, really?
I think so. Yeah.
It's not making any money.
That's good. You know why I like this? This is very inside Hollywood stuff right here, but there are a lot of guys who have certain cars that they really can't afford to drive, but because of leasing, you know,
you're
you see
them
go by. Oh, look. Look at him in the Bentley. And, you know, this leasing thing is going to bring the truth to the surface on who has cheese and who does not.
And a lot of guys will start that environmental crap. Well, no, I got rid of the big Mercedes.
Picked up the Schwinn.
And I got myself this fuel efficient green car because I want to save the environment.
I can't wait to hear Jack Silver talk about why he has a Corolla.
Yeah, I got out of the Bentley. I'm into a Prius now. I want to save the environment.
I got the Corolla because he's my favorite morning guy.
Yeah.
Now, what if you currently have a lease?
Is that still
going to be honored?
Cool. Yeah, you're still cool.
But,
so then fake-ass boyfriends of yours can keep their Bentleys for a little longer.
I'm one of those guys. I have a car that I couldn't afford unless I was leasing it.
Tim.
That's true. I got the Lincoln Navigator. I couldn't afford that.
It's a great car.
If I bought it.
It's a beautiful car. The only time I've ever been in one is when I had a limo company pick me up. You know, that's an expensive
SUV. Yeah, but you know what? The value of it, when I leased it, the value, I think it was $56,000. Mm-hmm. In 1 year, it's gone down to $28,000.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
So, give you an
idea. So, is that just something with American cars you can't avoid?
No, mm-hmm. I think it's the whole gas deal, the price of gas. Nobody wants these cars anymore. So in 17 months, it's going to be Ford's problem.
Wow.
Not mine anymore. Yeah. But thank God I leased it. You know? If I bought it, I would have lost 28 grand in 1 year.
28? That's almost like I can afford that.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign for you.
I know.
Have you seen the Escalade Hybrid?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Very pretty.
Very futuristic.
Oh. And I saw a car today. I think it's called an RB by Audi. And it's a two-door. Have you seen this car? Google it at home and in your cars.
RB?
Do Audi. Am I saying it right?
Audi.
Audi, yeah.
I have an innie, and I've never had to say that before. It's an Audi RB two-door.
Oh, yeah. Looking at it right now. That's a pretty cool
car. Crazy.
Yeah.
Look at that. You got to get that, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else is going to be on the market soon as well? We might talk about this another day, but hovercrafts are actually going to be up and running soon. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're considered recreational vehicles, you don't need a license or anything to operate it. Anyone can operate it.
Right,
so you might want to look into that.
Wait, if I walked up to you at a club with a keychain that had a hovercraft emblem on, would you go out with me? Why?
Yeah, for a ride in the hovercraft. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Fly into South Central for some fast food.
Yeah, get some waffles and chicken. Back to your place.
All right, anything else going on in the news, Gina Graham?
Yes, well, finally, the surf at California beaches is up, and it's full of fecal matter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the National Resources Defense Council has tested for the bacteria found in human and animal waste at 75% of the state's public beaches from April through October 2007. The nonprofit organization found unhealthful bacteria levels 7% of the time, but that's better than last year when 12% of tests turned up bacteria like coliform and enterococcus, which are both bacteria found in animal waste.
Oh, boy.
The state's worst offender is Avalon on Santa Catalina Island, and on the mainland, it's Santa Monica Beach.
Santa Monica Beach,
the
winner.
Beach in California.
So on the mainland, I mean, when you're not talking about islands, the worst beach in the entire country is Santa Monica Bay?
Yep.
Fantastic.
And guess where I was on Sunday?
Santa Monica Beach.
I want to take an acid shower.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You went in the water?
A little bit.
You did?
I didn't like body surf, but I wanted to, you know, feel it.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
That
brown foam with brown turds didn't deter you?
Am I radioactive now?
Oh, Jesus, Gina Christ. You got to read those newspapers,
I know.
All right. Anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
In case anyone's interested, I'm available for parties and performance pieces.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you a headache.
All right, folks. Arsenio Hall has been in Los Angeles for what? Since 1979?
Wow.
78?
Great memory. No, 79. Mm-hmm.
And how many times have you been to the beach?
I've been to the beach many times, but...
How many times have you been in the water?
Once. I wanted to show my son.
Almost 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I took my son once when he was like 2 because I wanted him to feel what the water felt like. And then we went home.
I have not been in the ocean in probably 15 or 20 years.
But
I live here in Southern California.
Tim, when I go to Hawaii, I'm like.
Even Mexico, I go in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can see the bottom. Mexico has
important.
Cleaner beaches than California.
And you know what? I've noticed when I'm down in San Diego near that.
Torrey Pines?
The golf course down there.
Beautiful.
It's cleaner. It's visually cleaner down there than it is on PCH near Gladstone's.
All right. If you've lived in Los Angeles or Southern California for quite some time and you do not go to the beach, why don't you call us up and tell us why you don't go? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We'll come back and tell you the top 10 worst beaches in all of California, and 1, 2, 3, 4 of them are right here in Los Angeles. What a break for us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now that we can see how you move with me, what else can I do to get closer to you? We both are here to have the fun, so let it win.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Arsenio Hall is with us. And the beaches in Los Angeles, no buenos dias. Is that proper Spanish?
I doubt it.
No?
Could you correct him?
No buenos dias means not a good date, right? But we have the worst beaches in California. Avalon, well, let's go with number 10, 10 up to 1. Pismo Beach Pier, number 10. Hmm. I thought that was a pretty clean area up there. Clam Beach County Park near Strawberry Creek in Humboldt. Number 8.
They got some good weed.
Yeah, Campbell Cove up in Sonoma. And then Long Beach, number 7, the 7 worst beach in all of California. Then Cabrillo Beach, and that's also in Los Angeles. And it says the harbor side at the Lifeguard Tower, if you know what that means. And then Marie Canyon Storm Drain.
Wait, what's the... Give me the Lifeguard Tower.
It is Camarillo Beach, the harbor side at the Lifeguard Tower.
That sounds like maybe just a nasty lifeguard who's ruining the whole area. You know?
Yeah, it does sound like it. He's destroying the whole... Maybe they just tested his station.
Yeah.
Let me see here. And it goes on. But anyway, Santa Monica Pier is the 2nd worst, and Avalon Beach and Catalina is the worst. So Santa Monica Pier, the first prize when it comes to the Pacific Coast, there is not a dirtier beach on the Pacific Coast, excluding Catalina, but that's an island, on the mainland than Santa Monica Pier. Santa Monica Pier, stay away. All right, why are you not going to the beach? Ricky in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Basically, last time I went to the beach was like 2 years ago. I was in the water, literally 2 feet away from me. This homeless guy, this is Venice Beach, by the way, walks up to me, well, not to me, but in the water, drops his pants and takes a dump.
In the water?
On the shoreline.
Wow.
And the best part about it was he was wearing a tuxedo, but he had no shirt on. Hmm. And he had the full-on jacket, the full-on pants. He dropped his pants right there.
Oh, I remember that day. I was drunk, though. I'm not homeless.
That definitely sounds like somebody who works here at the station.
He looked just like Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, dude.
My bad.
Dad, Jesus Christ, the guy's taking a dump right there in the ocean. Oh, Bobo.
Tim, what do you think the theory behind the water around an island being so dirty?
I don't know. That's really weird because there's a little cove there. I think there's not enough fresh water that gets into that cove. And a lot of tourists out there. A lot of tourists in Santa Monica. So let me see. Catalina, a lot of tourists. Santa Monica, a lot of tourists. I blame them.
And by the way, I'm sure a garbage truck can leave Santa Monica and take lots of refuse away, right? But Catalina, I bet there's some tricks going on over, because, you know, the garbage boat may not leave as often as it should.
Now, I don't know. Now, we were talking before the show, like, you've heard a rumor that some pools are chemically treated where if you take a leak in the pool, you're going to get a ring around you.
Well, my son said he was at a party, and he said, Dad, if you pee in the pool, apparently a special color will form around you, and everyone will know you pee in the pool. Isn't that kind of cool? And I'm like, I've heard about that, but I've never known anyone to test it.
I think it's a wives' tale, an old wives'
tale.
I think it is. Because I can't imagine. I've heard of it for 30 years, and I've never seen it.
So this is very much like us getting a cramp if we eat too close to swimming or something.
Yeah, if you go into the pool and you don't wait for 30 minutes, you're going to get a cramp and die. That's also an old wives' tale.
That's what my dad told me.
Yeah, there's nothing.
He swore to me.
It's just the parents wanted to get a break. You know, they wanted to have dinner or lunch, and then wait a couple of minutes before they have to watch these kids in the pool again.
So a lot of folklore usually is created because someone has
just lying
some
to the
type
kids.
Of agenda. Like the masturbation and blind thing. I wonder how that came about.
Oh, yeah. Or swallowing gum and your legs will stick together.
Oh, I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah, if you swallow gum enough, your legs will stick together.
Is that what's wrong with my thighs? I thought that was just chicken and fries. But apparently it's the gum I ate.
You're not going to the beaches here in Southern California. Why not? Robert in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
I'm not going to the beach because the water's too cold. And actually, all the eye candy's outside of the beach. I don't mind hanging out in the sand.
Yeah, you don't get the hot chicks going into the beach.
No, they don't go into the water.
Yeah.
You get all kinds of cooties out there.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling, man.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, big stud. Sarah and Dana Point, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how you doing tonight?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm good. The reason why I don't go on the beach anymore, my ex-boyfriend a couple of years ago actually got meningitis from swimming in the water. He's a surfer, and he almost died. About 10 people got meningitis at the same time, and 3 of them died in South County.
I told my ex-wife that's how I got meningitis.
No, but it's crazy. He actually had to have a spinal tap. And
so he's hospitalized for a while?
Yeah, he was hospitalized for a little while. About 2 weeks in the hospital total.
Jesus Christ. And that's all because he went in the ocean. Which beach did he go on?
Well, he was a surfer, so he went in the water all the time. But I think that time it was actually a beach in the Laguna Beach called Victoria.
Right.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, you can get all kinds of stuff from going in the water, so I stay the hell out.
Did you break up with him while he was in the hospital?
No. It was a couple of years later.
You wait till he got out.
Yeah, I waited until he healed up, so I didn't seem like a total jerk, you know?
Did you break up with him?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to spend a lot of time in the ocean and not a lot of time at the desk?
No. It was some extenuating circumstances. The relationship just wasn't what it once was. But
are you married now?
No, I got another boyfriend now.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, you're fine. I thought you were like in your 40s.
She's a baby.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be dating
yet.
Yeah.
I'm not in any hurry to get married, though.
You should be getting drunk and making out with chicks.
Actually, that was a couple years ago, but I'm good on that now. There's too much drama.
So when you were 21.
Cindy, I will, please.
Okay, please.
All right,
Tim.
Tell us about the making out with chicks. Cindy, oh, God almighty, man.
I was waving like a kid
in
a class.
This note.
Oh, Tim, ask her. Oh,
I know, I will. Okay. Christ almighty, wrote me this note. Ask her about her
let me text you.
Having sex with other chicks. All right.
Okay,
so
here we go.
How'd that happen?
Well, I actually thought that I was a lesbian from the time that I was 16 to
lesbians.
21.
Wow.
And, you know, it just really didn't work out. I mean, girls are fun. They're great to play with and everything. But when it comes down to it, a woman, well, in my opinion, a woman really needs a man.
How many chicks have you been with?
What do you mean, like relationships or just been with?
No, sex with.
I don't know, 15.
Wow. Like mostly hot chicks?
Of course. Come on now. I'm banging. I'm not going to take some torback-ass chick.
Hey, how do you find a hot chick? I mean, how do you, is there a high sign that you're a lesbian?
I don't know if there's really a sign for it, but I mean, I live in Dana Point. There's gorgeous women everywhere.
And have you ever hit on a chick and she goes, no, I'm straight, get out of here?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that's happened a couple of times. And, you know, it's kind of embarrassing, but most of the time I was drunk when it happened, so I didn't really care, and all my buddies were with me, so they kind of laughed it off for me.
Hey, Sarah, have you ever gotten involved with someone and converted them, like someone who wasn't a lesbian?
Yeah, actually, one of my best girlfriends that we've been friends since about second grade, she came to me about 4 years ago and told me that she was wondering whether or not she wanted to be with women. And
hold on,
so
Randy, if you touch that button and play those commercials, I swear to God, I'll punch you in the face. Let this woman finish. All right, go ahead.
She came to me and told me that she wasn't sure if she wanted to be with women, and so we gave it a try, and she's actually a lesbian now.
Wow,
really?
Good for you.
Yeah, I converted her. So,
that's,
you know,
fantastic.
I'm over it. I got a boyfriend now, and I'm perfectly happy and as far
what
as sex
hell?
Is concerned. But
so you're back into the stick.
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
I'm staying.
Now, when you were with these chicks, it started, what, 17, 18, high school?
What do you mean? When I started with guys?
No, with chicks.
With chicks? Oh, no. I started liking girls when I was a little girl. You know, I kissed a girl before I ever kissed a boy. So, no, it's been for quite a while.
Same here.
Before you ever kissed a boy? Wait a second.
All right. Arsenio, I will, please. Tell us what you look like. You tall? You short?
5'8". I got curly, long brown hair, blue eyes. Pretty damn good looking as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds like the kind of girl Randy needs to meet.
Yeah. Randy likes that. Have you ever been with two chicks at the same time?
Yes.
Three?
No, not three. That's just a little bit too much to go around.
You have not been with three?
No, not three at once.
You prude bitch.
Whatever, guy. Come
What's
on
wrong
now. You've
with
gotta
you?
Please that many women at once and then come back and tell me how it worked out.
All right, we're gonna send you something
good
here,
answer,
baby.
Good
for
answer.
For such a great story. Let's see here.
We got a prize for you.
Yeah, we got tickets to Carlos Mencia. Yeah. At the
What does that mean? I'm new to radio.
I don't know. A pair of tickets to Carlos Mencia at the Gibson Amphitheater, September 27th. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
I've never even heard that sound before because my phone's turned off at home.
All right, we got to take a break here. It's Tim Conway Jr. with Arsenio Hall. Why are you not going to the beach?
Sarah.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. But if you have yourself a good lesbian story, we'll stop the show for that, too. We're live at 97.1
Free FM.
We need
a creative consultant in here.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, so please mark that down in your calendar.
Hey, Tim, did I ever tell you about the time I was sitting in a private room in Vegas watching a stripper, and she was being real sexy sitting on this chair, and I'm, like, sitting across from her, and I realized that, because you know you can do full nudity there, I realized that she had a piece of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Near her vagina. Just a little tiny piece of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Nastiest lap dance moment in history.
Wow.
I was like,
oh, babo. Jesus Christ.
So I just threw all my money up in the air and walked out. It was the worst moment. And
that's
a
good way to get
the second worst moment is?
She never has to tell guys no touching.
You know what's sad? I should have told her, hey, there's a little piece of toilet paper between your legs, you know. I should have told her.
You know. You sure with toilet paper? It's like a gum wrapper?
That's a good point. Maybe it wasn't toilet paper. It could have been a double mint kind of a wrapper of some
bubble
type.
Yum.
Maybe she was doing tricks in the other room before me. You know, it's like, watch this.
All right, gang. Why aren't you not going to these beaches here? Because they're filthy as hell. Let's talk to Daniel in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Tim Arsenio?
Hey,
you guys are awesome.
Thanks, dude.
First of all, I think the freestyling to Jewish folk songs should be a regular part of your show. Please. Because it was just so hilarious.
I have to practice. I have to brush up.
Oh, no, you don't. It was so perfect. But the girl before me kind of took mine, but my brother is a surfer, and he, like, got a rash, like, several times just from surfing in the local beaches.
Just from being in the water, huh?
Yeah, yeah, just from surfing and hanging out. And yeah, it, like, happened, like, twice, I think, and had to go to the doctor.
Right. So you know, surfing is tough because, from what I understand, I've been in a wetsuit a couple of times in my life. I'm not going to lie to anybody. I surfed in Hawaii before. Thank you very much. but the way to stay warm in a wetsuit is to urinate, right?
Oh, I don't know.
So you got urine in the sweatsuit and feces outside the sweatsuit or the wetsuit.
That's perfect. Yeah.
All right, Danny. We thank you for calling, buddy. All right, let's talk to Derek in Monrovia. You're on 97.1.
Babu, how you doing?
Hey, what you got?
Hey, I was kind of like Arsenio there with the last girl.
Right.
Raising my hand, hello, hello, hello. So next time when a girl calls in with the kind of girly questions, can we get Gina Grad to ask the questions?
Yeah, we could do that, but I see the question here on the screen. I'll ask you. Have you ever been with another woman?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm with two right now.
That screening booth is
rocking.
Yeah,
she won't talk about it on the air, but she had like a 5-year stint of radical lesbianism.
I know there's something going on in Echo Park.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's the reason she's down there.
Wait, can I ask a question? At other radio stations, do the listeners know where the employees live? it's just so interesting that people who call up have her phone number and her address. Who is Gina?
But you know what? Everybody knows that Gina lives downtown L.A. Randy lives in, you say it on the air, right?
Yeah, Valley Village.
North Hollywood Village.
But that's different.
You live in the San Fernando Valley?
Exactly. We had a listener who had Gina's phone number one time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. How did that guy get your phone number?
I don't want to say because it's apparently incredibly easy to find.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Bubba.
All right. Thanks for calling, buddy. Somebody said that they got Gina's phone number and then like emailed her like confirmation. Is that your phone number? And she said, yeah. I don't know how the guy got it.
I don't know, Tim.
Gina, I know how it happened, and let me ask you a question. Have you changed that situation?
Oh, yeah, totally changed.
You changed the number?
Oh, yeah, I got right on that. You know, I don't procrastinate.
Okay, so we should tell. We should.
Whoa.
All right. Can we take a break yet, or we got to take another call? Three more. Eddie and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Stone?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I've been going to Catamina for 10 years.
Oh, that's interesting. How about Brian in Temple City? You're on 97.1.
What up?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, dog, what's up?
Sorry, I got to tell you a story about this lesbian situation, all right?
So lesbians.
I've been dating this girl for a year and a half. This was about 3 months ago. And I introduced her to my best friend, and she's a lesbian. And all of a sudden, I come home one day. And macking out on my bed.
Wow.
And
did your girlfriend leave you for her?
Yeah, and she's still together with her, actually, right now. It's been about 2 months.
But that doesn't hurt as much as the chick leaving for another guy, does it?
Yeah, well, it sucks because I don't get to join in on it, man. My girl, you know.
But, you know, you set her up nice and you let her, you know, it's like taking in a baby bird.
Yeah,
you know, eventually you're going to, you know, feed them worms until they learn how to fly, so to speak.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah, and then they're done with the worms, and they fly away.
And then they'll always come back, though, you know? Hell, at least I'm around.
Okay. All right, dude, you're a big stud. You'll get another lesbian.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, there
he
goes, man.
If your woman left you, if your wife left you, which would be hardest, if she left you for a man or a woman? You personally.
If my wife left me for another woman, I think it's easier to tell guys that she split, you know, she didn't split because of the stick. She split because of
the split.
Yeah. Yeah. She hit split for the split. But I think that's easier to tell, you know, your friends. It's a more interesting story, too. You know?
Yeah. I guess. Didn't Ariana Huffington's husband leave her?
For the stick.
Yeah, for the stick.
Yeah.
See, I always thought that was an embarrassing story because she has forever, a man looks at her and thinks, Hey, the last guy that got some of that, he didn't want no more ever.
Yeah.
Don't need no punani like that. The punani of death. Make you want to be with Elton John. I don't want none of that.
But if you're if you want to be gay, like, you know, you enjoy a lot of things that are feminine and
like,
you want to go that
like
direction.
Judy Garland.
Yeah. Then you hook up with Ariana, and in 6 months, she throws you into Sticksville.
Fantastic.
That's the way it rolls.
Stop playing my soundbite.
When we come back, Arsenio has promised to rap to more Jewish songs. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Javi, baby.